This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we've definitely retreated from overnight highs as we're starting the day session here. Corn is down a couple of cents. Beans only up about a penny and a quarter after trading to about 11 cents higher in the late morning trade before we went into the break here. A similar story in the wheat, up a little bit in the KC. Chicago's just about steady, up a little bit in the spring wheat. And I think a lot of the driver was the weekly export sales report that came out this morning. Bean number was okay, but the meal and oil were terrible. The wheat and corn were both pretty abysmal. So just kind of some negativity dragging down this market from levels where you're going to start seeing some serious hedge pressure right here in the middle of harvest. So I think it's kind of multifaceted, but really the Brazil drought story has been the primary driver. And we've been trying to inform clients and subscribers and whatnot that, you know, typically if you get delays and you get a rally during a Brazil drought delay planting season, it's usually a gift. And so we're trying to take advantage of some of these price levels that we're seeing right now.
And Eric, I know you always are keeping an eye on Brazil and what's happening down there, but could you remind our listeners exactly the kind of situation they're looking at with the dryness?
So they are at the tail end of their usual drought season, and this is a These are seasons for them. You know, they don't get rains and dry weeks. They get rainy seasons and dry seasons. And this is normally the end of their dry season. So this is normally when the rains would start to arrive. And as you get soil moisture starting to build up a little bit, that's when planting gets started in earnest for soybeans. Normally that would be happening right now. It is not happening because they're continuing into a little bit of a delayed drought cycle here.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down a penny at 414 and a quarter. November soybeans down 3 3/4 at 1057 even. October soybean meal up 1 even at 327.10. October soybean oil down 28 cents at 44.10. On the Merck, October live cattle down 60 cents at 182.45. October feeder cattle down 52 cents at 245.50. October lean hogs down 20 cents at 82.27. Class 3 milk is down 10 cents at 23.35. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.